Welcome to the Free and Redeemed podcast. I am your host, Simon Andrade. And here on this specific show, we tackle over key topics that every single Christian struggles with. We bring in guests, we bring in godly wisdom, and more importantly, we bring in scriptures in the Bible to help you enhance your walk with God, bring in confidence, and put you into the direction of freedom and grace by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're new to this platform, I encourage you to subscribe. With all that being said, guys, let's get started with today's episode. What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode. So glad you can tune in. If this is your first time listening, welcome. We post here every single week, and we are staying on top of all the content that we are doing here on the Free and Redeemed podcast. I know this past segment definitely was a lot to record, and it was something that I'm really hoping you guys were blessed by in the forgiveness segment as we wrap that up last week. As I mentioned before, most of these subjects that we are covering, this will not be the only time we are covering this subject or these subjects. Definitely a lot to learn specifically on this series that we are doing from pain to purpose, but hope you guys are getting blessed by the content. I know this is something that we would definitely want to do here on the Free and Redeemed podcast, but the new segment that we are doing in our series is something that I know is very painful for people who may be listening. I feel like it's very common. And even though it's extremely painful and definitely can act as a spiritual roadblock in people's lives, I know people could really turn this into a purpose. However, tough reality about it is I don't think a lot of people really know how to make this a purpose. And I'm talking about something that's, in so many words, you could say it's similar to unforgiveness. But I feel like people that deal with unforgiveness definitely probably would tie this in to the person they're holding an unforgiveness towards. You may be asking what I'm talking about, and I am talking about simply the subject of rejection. Rejection, that word, I feel like is a big word with various kinds of definitions, various kinds of interpretations of how people view this subject. But today, I really want to talk about more of the psychological side of rejection and how very common it is in the relationships that we surround ourselves in. So the first thing we really have to know, so what does rejection mean? Well, according to dictionary.com, rejection's definition is actually very simple. It simply states, not given approval or acceptance by a proposal, job, or relationship. Again, basically a simple definition. But if I really had to give rejection in my own words or my own interpretation about rejection, it's a place that you don't really like to be in when it comes to wanting acceptance in a specific area in your life. And I know, for example, we talked about proposal, a job, and a relationship, which we will be covering most of in the majority of this episode. The first thing we really have to know about rejection is, number one, everybody experiences rejection. I don't care who you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how successful you are. I don't care how poor you are. I don't care how good looking you are. I don't care how so-called ugly you are. Everybody faces rejection at some point of their life, and nobody is immune to it. Sometimes I think the most difficult people in our world or in our culture or community today are the people that don't really believe they get rejected or don't think they could ever experience rejection. Maybe we could really identify that as arrogant people, but that's not what I'm here to talk about today. But the second thing we also have to know about rejection is nobody really has a pleasant response to it. I mean, let's be real. I don't think I've ever met a person who really appreciates rejection, or I wouldn't say appreciates, or really likes rejection. Nobody likes to be rejected. It's a very common and very simple subject that we could really cover today. And I'm not going to be too long. Once again, this is going to be a short episode. And I'm sure people who are listening, I'm sure the first thing that comes to your mind is, what is the thing that we could do to prevent rejection? What is the thing that we could do to recover if we do get rejected by somebody? Well, today's episode, we are not really here to talk about how to heal from rejection, because I feel like that's something we could cover in the rest of the segment or in some of the future episodes that we do as we kick off this segment. But today, I really want to talk about more on the psychological side of rejection. So we know, as I mentioned earlier, everybody experiences rejection. And number two, no one really has a pleasant response to rejection. What I could really say is rejection is painful. Rejection could have a painful reaction or a painful consequence to it, or whatever you want to say, painful results. That's maybe a better way to rephrase it. There are painful results when it comes to being rejected by somebody or rejected by something or whatever you want to say. And good examples, as I said, as we read in the definition, proposal. I will give a lot of sales analogies, but here's the thing. Proposal, what is it? It's you basically are offering somebody something that has value in it, and that person doesn't see the value. So therefore, they simply don't buy what you're offering. You could talk about a job. How many of us today have gone to a job interview? Your resume looks good. You sit down. You feel like the interview is going great. And then the next thing you know, you think you're going to get a call back. You actually realize you don't. You realize you didn't get the job. They simply ghost you, never tell you. Or you find out the hard way. They send you an email saying, sorry, we're just going to move forward in the process. Sorry, we didn't select you. Whatever it may be. But today, I really want to talk about specifically the relationship side of rejection, because I feel like there's more of a deeper psychological side of rejection. Or in this specific area that deals with rejection, and that's more on the relationship side. I mean, we could talk all day about parenting, friendship wounds, and more specifically, I think where this really plays a deeper role in, more on the painful side of rejection, is the dating world. I know I've even kind of shared this in some of the few which I'm progressing, and I really want to touch this more, but rejection is painful on relationships. So the question really may beg, why does rejection hurt? Why do we not like being rejected? How come when we face this, when someone doesn't see the value about you that you want them to see, why does that hurt? It may be a basic question to ask, but I think the first thing we have to know is, number one, rejection goes against your expectations. Something that maybe we don't really notice about ourselves when we face rejection is, we naturally hold expectations towards the people that we have in our life. You could even say this is in a very subconscious level or a subconscious way. And what do I mean by this? Well, for example, I feel like if we are, if we're young teens, young adults, whatever it may be, how many of us today can agree that we naturally hold expectations towards our parents? Am I right? When we grow up, if we get injured, who are the people that we run to? We run to our parents. If we're hungry, what is that? We depend on our parents. If we need something, we depend on our parents. Why is it? Because naturally, even as a young child, we depend and set expectations. And to really kind of start this off on a relationship side, to really kind of prove my point or kind of give my point, what I've really learned from people who deal with a lot of rejection wounds, more specifically on a parental side, rather if you want to call that a father wound or a mother wound, is, even if they have a parent or they grew up without a parent in their life, more specifically, I guess the more common one is the no father growing up. Why do we see people who they know they have a father who exists, but naturally, just naturally, why do we see these people bitter at that parent? Even if they never knew that parent or never knew that father who was never in their life, why do people have a negative image of the parent, that invisible parent they never knew? Well, the simple answer is because there's that natural expectation that they had. Questions rise up. Well, why didn't you want to be in my life? Why weren't you there? How come you left? How come I never knew you? How come you never made that effort to spend time with me? And then that's where the rejection really starts to come in. Was I not good enough for you? Did you not want to raise me as a child? Was it, what was it about me? You know, and we're going to get to that later as we dive deep into this episode. We naturally hold expectations towards people. What, you know, it could really just range from a lot of examples, you know, as from what I could really understand, or what I know a lot of us could really understand. But naturally, I feel like we expect things from people, even if we don't know if they're going to meet those expectations. You know, even if we, let's say we get backstabbed, and I know I shared this even in my forgiveness episode, or the episode I taught about unforgiveness. When you find out a friend backstabs you, and kind of going back to that story I told you guys, can't remember exactly what episode, I think it was the step-by-step forgiveness episode. I talk about a friend of mine who I was really close to. I really developed a really great friendship with him, almost like a brother, to tell you the truth. And when I found out he was going behind my back and, you know, just telling a bunch of people all these insecurities and all these things that, you know, about me. And when I found out that he, you know, just silently, unexpectedly decided to cut me off, one of the biggest things that was really going through my mind at that time was rejection. But when I look back on that situation, I got to say the reason why I felt so rejected and so upset at this friend of mine is because I was really holding him to expectations. Those expectations, that if I could really put those into words now, it was like, you were my best friend. You were my best friend. You talked to me about everything. We hung out. I knew you in your darkest times. And here I am unexpectedly getting cut off by you. And I'm finding out you're saying all this stuff about me behind my back. You know, what's going on with that? And it's just like, you know, I had these expectations that he was supposed to be that great friend, that close friend that was always supposed to be there. And he was never supposed to feel this negative way about me. And how often is that us? That could be you listening. And I know there could be many examples we can give. The various obvious ones is like, if you found out your partner cheated on you, you found out that your spouse cheated on you, they were having an affair behind your back, those expectations are going to rise up. Wait a minute. You're my spouse. You were supposed to be in love with me. You were supposed to be with me through thick and thin, through sickness and in health. And here you are breaking that expectation and not following it. So therefore, that's really, I would say, the start or the root of rejection is when expectations are not met by another person. We could even say rejection could even be the root cause of unforgiveness in your heart. But that would be a separate episode, so I don't really want to dive deep into that. But we want our expectations to be met naturally in the relationships that we have. And I want to say this, because there are different levels of rejection. I was even just sharing this with one of my clients the other day, is there are different levels of rejection that we face. And sometimes, let's be real, rejection can be manageable. But there are some situations where rejection isn't manageable. And I just want to start off by saying this, is the closer you are to this person, is the deeper level of rejection you're going to feel. What I'm simply trying to say is this, is the more intimate you are with this person, rather if it's a friend, and more specifically if it's a romantic partner, a spouse, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever you want to say, the more intimate you are with them is the more you are going to feel rejected by them. If, let's say, they decide to leave you, let's say if they break your heart, let's say if they put you in a place that involves rejection. You know, one of the top, I would say, and I know I would really love to cover an episode with somebody about this. I would definitely want to do this as a big project, but one of the biggest, and I want to say hardest, rejections I think people face, I would say there's two, but I want to specifically highlight this one, is people that get put in the friend zone, right? I mean, if you're listening, you may be hear me out on this. The friend zone, I would say, is the hardest rejection I feel like a lot of people face. Why is that? Well, what am I talking about with the friend zone? Well, I'm talking about somebody who develops a close bond, a close friendship with somebody. It could be more specifically, let's just talk about a guy and a girl here. A guy and a girl, they develop a close bond. They're talking to each other all the time, maybe texting. You know, they're laughing together. They're enjoying each other's company. And you have one party who is just catching feelings. They're catching these emotions. And like, I like this person so much. And you start to see them in a romantic way, while you have another person who doesn't see it that way, who sees it just as a simple friendship. That's a really tough rejection to go through because why? It goes against expectations. There's an imbalance of expectation in this friendship. One person has an expectation, I like you and I really want you to like me back. While another person definitely is not going to meet that need. What do we do when our expectations are not met? How do we naturally react? What really causes us to feel that strong pain of rejection if we find out that someone does not see the value in you the way you thought they were going to see the value in you? Well, we got to understand one thing. Number two is rejection makes us question our worth naturally. I'm going to say that again. Rejection makes us question our worth naturally. How easy is it to look at us, or how easy is it to point the finger back at us, or just simply look at us when we face rejection in a relationship? It's like we don't even want to pay attention to the person who rejected us. We just want to look at us. And then there's that question, like, was there something about me that they didn't like? Was I not a good wife? Was I not being supportive enough? Was I not paying the bills enough? Was I not being that good spouse? You know, if I talk about this, let's say on a friendship standpoint, I would say, you know, my question was I not a good friend? Was all those good things I did for him, you know, did that not matter? What was it? You know, it's just like, and then, you know, the friend zone, it's just like, was I not being flirty enough? Maybe I didn't communicate my intentions right. Was I not confident? Did they not see my confidence? You know, the list could really go on and on. And I even kind of tie back to the parent wound or the father wound. How come this person didn't want to be in my life? Was I a mistake to them? Was that, you know, was I never supposed to happen? All this stuff. And it's just like, it's just us. We look at just simply us when we get rejected. So easy to look at ourselves if we're rejected. And let's be real. It's a tough position. And it really seems like rejection is being directed at us. It's very easy to see that, isn't it? But what if we looked at rejection at a different lens? What if rejection had nothing to do with your value? What if rejection had a different meaning to it, the way we see it, more on a very physical sense, if that makes sense? You know, growing up, I was surrounded by a lot of relatives who were really getting into the sales industry or who were really developing a career in sales. I'll never forget my first job at a car wash, two relatives of mine who, when they would go, they would come to my car wash and they would do this sales position where they would try to sell this windshield repair to customers who were there getting their car washed. And one of the funniest things I would always kind of bring up was they were simply living off of commission. Here I was getting a paycheck, but their paycheck was simply commission. How many subscriptions or how many repairs that they sold while they were there at the car wash. And I would see one relative of mine who was there all the time going up to people, giving a pitch and saying, hey, notice your windshield was cracked. And no matter how many times he went up, there was always this time where he would face multiple rejections from customers who knew they had to pay out of pocket or use their insurance to pay the deductible to get their windshield fixed. And I used to always look back and I used to always say, man, I don't know what they see in this. I mean, it's so annoying to get rejected all the time. When I decided to get into sales and start selling solar as a side hustle, I actually realized that rejection, you know, when I started sales, rejection, how easy it was for me to just simply look at myself and wonder, wow, am I not pitching this good enough? Is there something about the product? Is, you know, do people just not want to buy solar? But I got to understand one thing. If we can go back to what we talked about in the beginning of this episode, number one, everybody faces rejection, no matter who they are. And number two, we don't have a good response to it. I actually realized that rejection does not take away the value. If everybody faces rejection, the right question we need to ask is, does that take away your value? Does that destroy your worth if you're rejected by somebody? The simple answer is no. But what makes rejection painful is most people don't see it that way. Most of the time, people see rejection as, what did I do wrong? What was it about me that wasn't good enough? And therefore, we build this self-sabotaging mindset that takes us down a downward spiral. It's hard. It's hard. And it really seems like rejection is being directed at us. You know what blows my mind? That only half the people that watch my videos are not even subscribed. Subscribe to my channel today, where you'll get all the latest updates for new episodes, new guests, new series that we are recording, and who knows, new promotions that you could be a part of here on the Free and Redeem podcast. Subscribe today and get started. And I think we have to understand the simple truth is, number three, rejection just isn't fun at all. You're not supposed to like rejection. You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to so much, I would say, love rejection. I can't think of one person who could listen to this podcast, wake up in the morning and say, geez, I hope I just get rejected today. I just hope I get put in this position where my worth is not looked at in the way I hope it is looked at. No one likes to be rejected. Simple truth, right? But what if the real reason why people have this hard pain, this strong pain of rejection, is because we simply don't know how to handle rejection? What if we're looking at rejection, this specific subject, in a negative way, or a way that is negative, and maybe we're not looking at it the way we could be looking at it? We're not looking at it in a different frame or a different mindset or a different perspective. It's hard. And I'm here to tell you that rejection does not define who you are. What if rejection was meant to bring purpose into your life? And I wish I had all the time to talk about how can we recover or how can we recover. But let's really look at the painful, clear, painful side of rejection here. It goes against our expectations. We're going to be put in positions where people do not meet our needs. People are not going to do the things that we thought they were supposed to do. People are not going to see us the way we hope that they see us. I hope that makes sense. Sometimes I think we have to understand if we need to reverse the script, if we want to start the healing process of rejection, maybe the first unofficial step that I could give before we get into the deeper side of healing from rejection is flipping the script. Flipping the script of how you view it. Flipping the script on what you see when you get rejected. If people do not meet those expectations that we hope they meet, what if we flip the script and put the expectations on us? Just to kind of rephrase or to kind of give a clear example of what I'm talking about here. So when I was in this recent dating situation, maybe about a few months back, there was this person I met. And right away, I think when I started talking to them, I realized I was putting expectations on this person naturally, hoping that they would reciprocate the feelings and the effort I was really putting into this. And when things were already kind of starting to not work out, I actually realized, why do I even need to set expectations towards this person? I don't know them. And if I did really know them, why am I putting pressure on myself for them to like me? What if I put the pressure on the worth and the value that I have? And if that does not work out, then simply it's easy for me to walk away. What I'm simply saying here is, if you're in a position, let's say if you're single and you're in this anxiety type level, or you're in this anxiety state of mind when you're trying to put yourself out there, hoping that the people you surround yourself with or talk to will see you more than a friend, how about asking the question, I hope they like me, you should flip it and say, let's see if I like them. Let me get to know them. And if I don't see it that way, or if I know they don't see me that way, then this is probably someone I should not be pursuing to begin with. That's the mindset we could really flip when we're going through this process. And if we got to understand, if we put the pressure on our value, the question is, maybe the reason why rejection is so painful for a lot of people is because they don't know their value. If you know something, if you know the value of something, then no matter who does not accept it will not matter, because you know there's value either way. You really want to see people who don't take rejection well? Just put them in a sales career. You know, some of the people who I know who have taken rejection so personal and so hard and are still carrying those wounds is simply because they do not know the value of themselves. You know, what's crazy is you can, when you get into a career of sales, you can go door to door. Let's say if you're doing door to door, you can knock on, let's say, 10 to 15 homes, all getting no, I'm not interested. Not interested. But if you know the value of what you're selling, this is, I don't want to make this a motivational speech. If you know the value of what you're selling, you know eventually there's going to be one person who answers the door, hears your pitch, and knows that this is the value or this is the thing they should be putting their time in. And that's a reminder for people who are dealing with a rejection wound in their life, let's say in dating. You may be in this place right now where you just feel like no one likes you. I'm not attractive enough. I put myself out there and it just never works out. I'm here to tell you, find your value first and find your value in Christ. Because if you know your value in Christ, you know that there's going to be that one person who will value you, who knows and will see the value in you through your relationship with Christ. And no matter what anyone else thinks, they will be interested in you. That's the word of encouragement there. Let's flip the script and let's learn how to value ourselves. Because I know what it's like to be in a place where you feel deeply rejected by somebody. You wanted them to like you so badly. And you realize that the feelings that you had for them, they did not reciprocate back. But it's the value that you build in your relationship with Christ that's going to help you reframe your mindset to rejection. And instead of allowing it to bring you down, you're actually allowing it to bring you up and develop the confidence that you deserve. And I want to quickly pray as we end this episode today. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you are blessing people who are dealing with rejection wounds, God. I pray that, God, they release the expectations that they're holding towards other people, wanting to be liked, wanting to be accepted, and they're still not getting those needs met, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are reframing their mindset as we continue on in this series from pain to purpose. Lord, we thank you that you are blessing us and giving us a new insight on how to fully, effectively deal with this big subject, God. We thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you guys once again for tuning into a new episode. What do you guys think? How are ways that we could really deal with the pain of rejection? Or why do you believe rejection hurts? Let me know in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe and like this content. With all that being said, guys, God bless.